one Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, five lines from the bottom. We have a machloket on when it's been in Shemashos, three sheets in the Tanayim. Rabbi Yehuda, we'll just keep according to Rabba, is 3/4 of a mil. Rabbi Nechemiah was 1/2 a mil. And Rabbi Yossi was 1 wink of an eye. So what's the Psak Halacha? Psak Halacha is Rabbi Yochanan was Mesupik. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Omer Rav Yochanan. Since he didn't know who's the halacha is like, he went lechumrah. And he said, halacha ke Rebbe Yehuda le'inyin Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, Rebbe Yehuda is more of a machmir shita, because all of a sudden now you're taking, it's the longest time, 3/4 of a mil. But halacha ke Rebbe Yossi le'inyin Shruma. And he chose the paskin like the wink of the eye, which we established yesterday. Rebbe Yossi holds his bein shemashos, that wink of an eye is after the time of Rebbe Yehuda. It's in what we would consider nighttime. Linyan Truma. The halacha is like him Linyan Truma. Bishlama halacha ke Rebbe Yehuda Linyan Shabbos Lachoma. We could understand how the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda Linyan Shabbos. Aval Linyan Truma, Mayi. When it comes to Rebbe Yossi with Truma, what's the chumra? If it's a suffix, who the halacha is like, and he's going on the more chumra shita, why is it that Rebbe Yossi is more machmir with Truma? Mahi ilay militvila. If you want to say that Rebbe Yossi, we said that with Truma he could do tefila, and when the Kohen has to tefila while it's still day, that's Svekehi. And Rebbe Yehuda, that's still Bein Shemashos, which is a suffix over there, and that won't be a chumra over there. For allowing to Rebbe Yossi's time, which is already nighttime, for the Kohen to go into the mikvah, that's a sveka. Ela ala achila. Achila truma. Rather for achila truma, meaning the Kohen has to go into the mikvah while it's still day, and only when nightfall falls can he eat the truma. So when is he taking on Rebbe Yehuda's zman, Rebbe Yossi's zman, lachuma? That's in the matter of eating truma. That the latest possible time is Rebbe Yossi's time, and that's for eating truma. To lo achli kohanim truma ad deshalim benish shemashos Rebbe Yossi. That the kohanim can't eat their truma after going to the mikvah while it was still day until nightfall, until completes the time of benish shemashos to Rebbe Yehuda, which is later than Rebbe Yossi, that's later than Rebbe Yehuda's. Vashi, bishlam halachik Rebbe Yehuda le'inyin Shabbos l'chumra. We can understand why Rebbe Yochanan chose to say that Rebbe Yehuda, the halakha is like Rebbe Yehuda's bein shmash linyan Shabbos. That's a chumrah, kolomer. Medga'ama Rebbe Yochanan halakha Rebbe Yehuda lahachi. When Rebbe Yochanan says that the halakha is like Rebbe Yehuda in this area, the halakha Rebbe Yossi lahachi in this area, shma minam is fekele. Vashi sees it's obvious from the Gemara that he was misupik who the halakha is like. Hilchak al korcha lechumra boy lemezel. We see that we have to say that Rebbe Yochanan was paskin according to the chumra. So bishlam ki yomer halakha Rebbe Yehuda linyan Shabbos. We understand the chumra when he says that the halakha is like Rebbe Yehuda with Shabbos. Icha lemeimah de lechumra. He said it's lechumra. Obi erev Shabbos. Omer she'im asah bo malacha mivyashim tloy. Therefore erev Shabbos, once the zman bein shemashos, which is the largest zman according to Rebbe Yehuda, comes in, if you do any work during that time period, it's an ashem teloi, because it's a suffix. Av abim motzi Shabbos, Rashi derech agav, says, motzi Shabbos, lo avdina kivadati limeimah debeinu shemashos didei lailahu. We're not saying that on motzi Shabbos, that it's for sure night. Meaning the chumra is going on while it's still day. Ilemin letfila, but when it comes to truma, that he chose the latest time of beinu shemashos in the machloket, what do you want to say? What's the chum over there? Maybe you want to say it's with tevila, that because the Kohen has to go to the mikvah while it's still day. The svirle the Kohanim tovlim b'de Rebbe Yehuda the ka'ama Rebbe Yossi, that he held that the Kohanim could be tovel in Rebbe Yehuda's zman, according to Rebbe Yossi. Because according to Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda's zman is still day. Fahad Rebbe Yochanan the Rebbe Yehuda's feko. But Rebbe Yochanan in Rebbe Yehuda was mesupik. He was mesupik. What is the halacha like Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, midle inyan Shabbos, kai kavadati lechomer? And when it came to Shabbos, he was holding like Rebbe Yehuda bechomer. So he held of Rebbe Yehuda. He just wanted to go lechomer. So when it came to going into the mikvah to say that he's holding like Rebbe Yossi, it would still lead that there's a suffix going on over here, because during the time of Banish Mushrooms of Rabbi Yehuda, it's suffix. And everything that Rabbi Yochanan was saying, passing in the sheet here, is lachoma. To lo tame kishal benish mashos to Rabbi Yehuda lailahu. Don't say that the second that benish mashos is finished for Rabbi Yehuda is night. V'nechal and he can eat. Omemele nami leinian motzi shabbos lo amirin to Rabbi Yehuda. The name of the Rabbi Yossi lailahu v'shari. Because when Rabbi Yehuda's man is finished, it's still night according to Rabbi Yossi's time. And Rabbi Yossi's time is a wink of an eye, a little bit after that. Okay, let's go right on to the next sugi, which is finishing off the Bein HaShemashas. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo. Kol Chav Echad, when you see one star outside, that is Yom. You could say it's still daytime. Shnayim, Bein HaShemashas. Two is Bein HaShemashas. Shlosha is Lila. That's night over here. Three stars out. It's also a vice over here. It's not just Rabbi Yehuda Mishmo. Kochav Echad Yom. One star is still in the day if you only see one star out. Shnayim Bein HaShemashos Shlosh Laila. Omer Rabbi Yossi on this. Lo Kochavim Gedolim Hanirim Biyom. Not the big stars, which we would consider, I guess, planets, that you can still see while it's still day out. For Lo Kochavim Ketanim, and not such small stars. She'ein Nirim, that you can't see. Ela Belaila, only at nighttime. Ella, the 1, 2, 3 stars that we're talking about, is Ella Benonim, the medium-sized stars. So this is where we get the three stars. When the three stars come out, that's nighttime. Now, we don't know exactly what Benonim and large or small are. So I saw a sheet that was brought down that you need to see two sizes. You need to see two groups of stars. So come over here. Three medium-sized ones and three small-sized ones. Why do you need to see the three small-sized ones? Because maybe when you see three medium-sized ones, they're three big ones. And you don't know that they're medium-sized ones. So if you see three medium ones and three small ones, for sure, the three ones that you're seeing is at least, there's going to be at least three medium-sized ones over there. That's Lachomer. From what I understood from all the, from the ages, that people would go outside and look at the stars three times. Now we have all our charts over here. But in the old days, yeah, I think you once told me that your father, Motzi Shabbos, go outside, look, three medium-sized stars, nighttime. The Gemara points out something very interesting over here. Who says this din of Kochavim Gedolim, not Kochavim Gedolim, but Kochavim Benonim? Who says it? Rabbi Yossi. What is Zman Bein HaShemashos for Rabbi Yossi? Anybody remember? A wink of an eye. So he's the one. This whole thing is going to Rabbi Yossi. The time difference between one medium-sized star and three medium-sized stars, how much? Like a wink of an eye. You see one star, you close your eyes softly, not too quickly, right, Rabbi Yossi? And before you know it, there's three stars over there. The Gemara says this whole minor is Rabbi Yossi's sheet is Bein HaShemashos. Problem is, there's a Bach over here that's obviously arguing on the Gemara. This he takes out the gear so that it's Rabbi Yossi, and he says it's Rabbi Yossi Bar Avi. It's Rabbi Yossi Bar Avi. So you have, according to the Gemara, this is this three-star business is Rabbi Yossi. Interesting Gemara over there.
Or
the Baisa. Remember Tanya Nami Hachi? We had a Tanya Nami Hachi.
Right.
So that was the riot that I saw brought down. It can't be Rebbe. It can't be the Rebbe Yossi, because maybe this Rebbe, or they bring the Rif says it's Ravasi over here. Ravasi is much later. So interesting. Okay. Now we're going to go into more Zmanim over here at nighttime. Omer Rebbe Yossi Bar Zvida, Ha'osim Malacha B'Shnei Bein HaShemashos. Meaning, if you did Malacha on the two Bein HaShemashos, if you did Malacha during Bein HaShemashos, the din is, it's a Suffolk. When you do a Suffolk Isser, it's an Ashim Tolik. That's what you have to bring up. It's not a Chatam. But if you did Malacha during both Bein HaShemashos, you did it Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos, Memanushach, you're going to be over in Isser. Because one of them has to be, what's the suffix? It's either suffix kuli yom, suffix kuli lila, or suffix night and day. One of them you're going to hit over here. You can't play games over here and say that, well, you missed both of them. So he brings down, ha'osim malacha b'shnei bein HaShemashos, you did during Erev Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos, chayev chatat, mimanashach, from mimanashach. One of them has to be asa. Now, l'maisa, I had a problem with this. Let me just back up. We had a chakira in Bein HaShemashos. Is Bein HaShemashos the suffix of Bein HaShemashos? Because we don't know. We had this information. We lost it like a lot of things, and it's a suffix to the Chachamim, and they just didn't know the time. So accordingly, that this time span we have to look at as a suffix, but we don't know. Or is it a halacha Moshe Sinai? When Moshe was up at Har Sinai, Hashem told him, this time is a suffix, and that's how you have to approach it. Two ways of approaching it. Won't be enough, Kamina. This should be over here. I'll explain. Let's say, for convenience sake, Bein HaShemashos is between 6 o'clock and 6:20. So let's say at 6:03 Erev Shabbos, you did Malacha. Okay? Motzi Shabbos at 6:17, you did Malacha. And let's say, really, the Nakuda of night was 6:10. So maybe you didn't do anything. Maybe you didn't do anything wrong. Really, if it's a Suffolk Api Chachamim, that they just didn't know. So if you did Malach at 6:03, fine. Really, you didn't do anything. We're saying over here, you're Vade over a Chatat over here. But if the whole thing is a Suffolk, and you did one at 6:03 and one at 6:17, maybe there's no Suffolk over here. Maybe the Suffolk was over there in Bein HaShemashos, Erev Shabbos, you got Yom. And maybe on Motzi Shabbos, it was nighttime. What do you see? That this Gemara seems to be a Raya, that the Suffolk of Bein HaShemashos is a Lach HaMosh Messina. Because if it's a Suffolk Chachamim, maybe he missed it. I was bothered by this. I thought there was a Tzarek Ian on this Gemara. Because the Chakira they bring down, they didn't really have an answer for it. So I started looking through the Rishonim. The Rishonim touched on it, and then I went back to Rashi. And this is like one of these beautiful things at Rashi. When you're bothered by a Gemara, then you see Rashi inside. Rashi takes care of both sides over here. Look at this Rashi. What's the Meman HaShach? Elilahu. If it's really nighttime, Bein HaShemashos, the whole nighttime, Yechayev al Erev Shabbos, right? Bishel Motzi Shabbos, Einu Klum, you didn't do anything wrong. Vim Yom Mohu, if it's daytime, Chayev al Motzi Shabbos, Bein Erev Shabbos Klum, there's nothing Erev Shabbos. Oh, what about what we said over there? It would be a problem, according to Rashi's explanation right now. Maybe part of Erev Shabbos, you did it early enough that it's day, and we don't know where the Nakuda is. Mashma, that he's talking about, straight up, ukegon. What is ukegon? I think ukegon over here. Or it's possible the Abed lay called Bein HaShemashos that ukegon. You did it the whole Bein HaShemashos, meaning you were doing malacha the whole 20 minutes over here. The lake lisfuki lahai betachilato lahai sofo. That there's no suffix that maybe this is in its beginning or this in its end. So you have to say the Gemara over here is talking about a place where he did the whole things straight out. The whole time of Bein HaShemashos he's doing work. There's no raya from this Gemara that we're dealing with one side of the Chakir is if the Suffolk is something that you can't be Mavor, or it's just something that we're not able to Mavor because we forgot the information. Okay. So I thought that was Yukin Rashi. Omele Rava L'Shemaya. Rava said to his servant, Atun, you guys, you, delokim lechu b'shir de rabbanin, that you don't know how to discern the shirim of rabbanin. So what should you do? When should you make your shkia, your Bein HaShemashos? Adeshim shema areish dikle at lushraga. That when the sun, shimsha, the shemesh, is on top, when you see the sun on the top of the trees, meaning descending along the horizon, atlu, that means light, lushraga, the candles, that's when you should do it. You should take on Shabbos with the sun descending and it's still above the trees. Biyom, Munan, what about a cloudy day? Mai, what should you do? Bimata, if you're in a village, town, Chazi Tarnagola. You could watch the simanim from the animals. The animals know what they're doing. Watch the Tarnagolim. When they settle down, that's the time to light. Bidavra, if you're out in the field, the Orve. You watch the ravens. When the ravens settle down, you do Inami Adani, a certain type of plant that starts on the east, facing the eastern, and as the sun's going, it goes according to the sun, and it lays down, I guess, during nighttime. You can watch the simanim of nature that will teach you. Rashi, Bishur de Rabbanan Bein HaShemashos, the Shir of Rabbanan Bein HaShemashos, Atlu Hadliku Et Aner Mebiyod Yom. Make sure you light the Nair while it's still day, because you don't know how to discern, and you might come to make a mistake of Chilul Shabbos. Chazi L'Tarnagolim, you watch the birds, Hayoshim Al HaKorot, when they settle down, Mebiyod Yom while it's still day. Then Bechena Arvin Besada, that's when you should light. Adani, this is in Enas Vekoin Milva, it's some kind of grass. The Alin Shalom Notin Litzadachama, the leaf is always facing the sun. Shakris Kakufin Lemizrak, in the morning it's towards the east. Ubechetzi Yom Zakufim, Zakufim, it's straight up. Oliyev Kifufim Me'od Lemayev, it settles down over there. So this is what we find over here now. In order to prevent Chil Shabbos, we light early. That's what the Gemara is telling you. And this is what the Mishnah Brewer brings down, a very important Mishnah Brewer, which is our practice today. Mishnah Brewer, in Reish Samech Aleph, brings down Litchad Chila, you don't wait till the last moment on Erev Shabbos. Rather, you makdim your halacha at a time while the Shemesh is still in the trees. Over here, bring down this Litchad Chila, what you have to do. Someone who's machmir, chumra, over here, and takes on himself Shabbos a half hour, or at least 20 minutes, kodem shkia, ashrei lo, you get an ashrei for you. You get the yotzi, all the rishonim. Now this is a din in the rishonim that we didn't mention, but it's kedai to mention it over here. We mentioned up until now the zman, the gvor, which is from the time the sun sets, 3/4 mil, we said about 18 minutes, that's Beinu Shemashos. We mentioned the time of Rabbeinu Tam, which is 4 mil. 4 mil would be approximately, taking the earlier time of a mil, that would be 72 minutes. From the time sets until nighttime falls, 3/4 mil before, so 3/4 mil before that 4 mil is done, meaning 72 minutes is night, 3/4 mil before that, that's when Beinu Shemashos starts. There's another sheet in the Rishonim called the Shitas Va'em, Rabbi Eliezer Mimintz. It's also a Rishon. And he says that Shkia is before the setting of the sun, a mil. So according to that, that when we light early and we take Shabbos on early, you yotzi his Shita also. And we take an account into Halacha, not that we're going to paskin like it, but Ashrei someone who takes on Shabbos early, they don't run into these problems. Rather, we should light when the sun is still in the trees, which we hold 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, according to the minhag of the makom. Okay, tanam upon him. Sheish tekiyo tokim erev Shabbos. And when we all lived in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was, the tekana rabbanon, that they would blast shofar blows before Shabbos came in order to get the people ready for Shabbos. Each shofar blow had a different meaning for the different people around. Sheish tekiyo tokim erev Shabbos. Again, this is a tekana that's brought down in order to save from chil Shabbos. Rishona levatel et ha'am in malachot besadot. The first one was to remind the people, that's it, work is done in the fields, start coming in. The shnia le'avtil ir, the people in the city, the chaniot, and the people in the stores, meaning they don't need as much time as the people coming from the fields. So the next one is to remind them to close the store. Shlishi lahadliket aner. The third one is telling you it's time now to light the ner, because they didn't have calendars in those days. Divrei Rabbi Nathan, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Shlishi lachal tefillin. Now the third one is to take off tefillin. The fourth one will be for ner. Tishoa kidei tzliya tag katan. After you light the candles, or you took off your tefillin, you wait amount of time to cook a small fish, or kidei liad big pot betenor. Or the time it takes to, in those days, the way they cooked their bread, we had early in the Masechta, is the walls of the oven, they stuck the dough on it, and when it started crusting, that was considered baked enough that it continued baking through Beinu Shemashos. So enough time, lahad the big pot betenor, that it could get crusty enough that it's not called bishul on Shabbos. V'tokia, v'tokia, Maria, v'tokia. And then you blow three more times, bishovit, and you stop. That's when Shabbos comes in. It's interesting, just before when we're talking about the simanim of when Shabbos comes in, the Mishnah Brewer brings down the name of the Perkei Yosef. After all these signs, he says, and by the way, if you happen to have a Moror Sha'ot, I guess that was the old name for a clock. If you had a clock, Yesh L'smok on that also. You could be Somech on a clock to remind you, besides seeing the birds going down, something like that. The Perkei Yosef, 200 years ago. Okay, so these are the levels of Shabbos. We'll see another price one, and then we'll start explaining these Shesh Tikiot then. Vashi Shesh Tikiot. Af Truot B'Minyan. It doesn't mean Tikiot, Tikiot, Tikiot. It's talking about a true also that's in the minion. The Seder Shalem, Tekia, Truah, Tekia. There's a Tekia, Truah, Tekia. And the last thing is a Tria, Tekia, Truah, Tekia. La'azim v'olachah shebesadot. V'ilehem shaud li'ikhanis li'ah. That they have enough time to come into the city. Afti le'ir me'malachah. That they should finish up their work. V'chaniot me'mekach u'memkach from doing their business. V'lach looks to fill in. V'hadlik ne'ber v'vius. According to Rebbe's Shita, that the third blast is for taking off the tefillin. The next one is to remove the tefillin. V'had b'kpat b'tenor, v'daim yesh shod, there's still some time left after lakos neros, k'dei sheyikvimu p'neya, in order to crust the face of the bread. Shomim meherim, that's going to go, it happens fast. Ha'tekiyot k'dei lahosif mechol lakodesh. And we do it in order to also lahosif mechol lakodesh, we have a little extra time. Okay, there's just an inyan going on in the Rishonim over here that we see after you do the halakha ner, you wait the time that you can still take to cook something. Doesn't mean that you can't cook it, or it's just we're waiting the time. So makloket Rishonim. The Rush brings down that you see from here that you could cook something after halakha ner. So what do you see? You're not mekabel Shabbos with the halakha ner. Makloket. I think Ashkenazim and Sephardim, I don't know, the Sephardim do not take on, the woman does not take on Hadlaka Ner. I mean, it's Machloket Sephardim. Ashkenazim, they usually take on Shabbos with the Halakha. So it's stemming, this Machloket that we find in the post scheme is really stemming from this Gemara over here. The Rush says, you see that after Halakha Ner, you can still do something. Who's going to be doing this baking? The women are. So they're not Mekabel Shabbos with it. And the Ran comes in and brings riots from all over the place, saying it's not true. It's talking about over here, if you didn't light yet, or the amount of time that you had from the lighting until it's actual Shabbos, is this time period, and there's no vayah from this Gemara, and rather the Ran brings down straight out that your Mekabel Shabbos, it's the last Malacha you're supposed to do with the Halakha Ner. Makhloka Rishonim coming in over here, the post scheme, deal with it, and it develops into the Minhagim that people have today. Okay. Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Gamaliel. Mana selahem lebavlim. What do you do with these bavlim? They didn't do it right. Shetokim umarim. They did first the tekiah, and then the second one, Maria, vishoftim. And then they stopped working. What do you mean? Vishoftim mitok marim, and they stopped in the trua, in the middle of it. Then tokim. Sorry. And we asked, they did it like this. They had the first three, and then the second two, they rested. So in the midst of it, they only have five. They lost the Takana. The Takana was to have six. And the Bavlim did five. All you have to say, Shetokim, V'chozrim, Tokim, Mariam, V'shoftim. Rather, the last three was, they did a Tekiah, and then they did another tekiah, and then a Maria v'shoftim. They left out the order, and they matok the Maria. So what are they? They left out the order. We have an order of our shofar blast: a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah. And the bavling did it all wrong. So minag avateim biyadehem. It's a minag that they have in their hand. Now so there was a note somewhere that I saw that what the hakpara of Rebbe Gamaliel was, but I couldn't figure it out. A certain hakpata that he had over there, they took it all out of order and said about it, it's the minhag of them, and we left it like that. Toki Maria Toki Vashi Hari Shesh Vishovit Chal Shabbat Alav. Okay. Matni Lebebi Yehuda Lebebi Yitzchak Berei. He learned on the Mishnah that on the Shnia Lahadlik in there. On the second blast, they lit the candle. Kiman. Who is that going like? That on the second one, they lit the candle. Lo Karebi Natan, because he already said that on the third one you light it. For Lo Karebi Yehuda, who's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, who said on the third one you take off the tefillin, and Rashi said the fourth one you light candles. Ela Shlishit Lahadlik Eda Ner. Rather, he must have said the third one is to light the Ner. Keman Karebi Natan, like Rebbe Natan. Okay. From here now till basically the close to the bottom of the Amud is a Braisa that's going to talk about these Sheish Tekiot more in detail. Now these Sheish Tekiot are pretty important, and it's actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch about these Sheish Tekiot, and we'll see the Braisa, but you should know the Maisa today. The Ramar brings down that we're Noheg in our Kehilos HaKadoshos, that we have someone machwiz, we hire someone that the people should go around and announce that Shabbos is coming. Today we have our one siren, right? We have our siren, and a very interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. He brings down that neither all Argamor has said that the people in the Sadeh should come in before the people working in the businesses. First, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, woe to our days, that the minhag is that people work right up to Shabbos. And he says, this is so poor that they have to put in the full day of work, and it's be avnatenu rabin. What can you do on that? He says, but it's even worse for the shopkeepers. The shopkeepers should close extra early, even though our Gemara is that we're dealing with first the people in the Sadeh, the people in the shops don't have to walk in, they're in the town. He says it's worse over here, because all of a sudden they're in their shop, and maybe someone important comes in, a sar comes in or something, and he wants to do business, and they're haggling back and forth. Chil Shabbos. He says the whole purpose of all this is to prevent Chil Shabbos to come and give in Matakin over here. And he brings down at the end over here that every town should have people that have Hashkoch on Shabbos, the Ashrei Chelkom, that they go around and the Mizaka Devavim, they go to the, I guess they go down on, if you're in the city, you go down on Yafa, you remind the people of to close Shabbos. You read in the books about if Herman would go down and tell the people to close your shops, all these great people would go down. And he says, V'yizku avor zeh, anyone who does this, they should be zocho, the ones who are mechazik, this mitzvah of warning people to make sure they're not over Chil Shabbos, lebonim gedoli Yisrael. What a beautiful thing that when your person takes on themselves to make sure other people aren't Makal Shabbos coming from this Gemara, that there's Zoka to Gedolah Yisrael. How do you get Gedolah Yisrael for making sure people take on Shabbos on its time? So the Shari Tzion brings that very nice. And our Sukkiyos on Hanukkah, it says someone who is careful with Ner is Zoka to Banit Talmidei Chachamim. So if you, and what is the Ner over there? You remember Rashi? Rashi wasn't just near Hanukkah, it was near Shabbos also. Someone himself that is careful on his near Shabbos will be zocher to children that are Talmidei Chachamim. So how much more so if you help other people take care of their near to make sure that they go home in time to take on Shabbos and light the candles. Someone who's doing this, v'yizku, someone who has the opportunity to help other people make sure they keep Shabbos, the yizku, the banim Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, here's the Braisa. Okay. Tana de Rebbe Yishma. Basically what we said above, but a little more elaboration on it. Sheish tekiot tokim erev Shabbos. There are six tekiot that you tokim erev Shabbos. My chavrusa mentioned to me yesterday, why six? Just like the sixth capital of Tehillim that we say during Kabbalah Shabbos, each one of them is to remove us from another layer away from Chol. This is the 6 days of Chol. You have the six tokiyan to raise us into the level of Shabbos. She's also the Ben Ish Chai brings down the name of the Kisvei Arizal. When you get into the mikvah also, there's six tefillot that one does, each one of them removing a different level of chol going into Kedushas Shabbos. You find this area a lot with six going into seven. The shofar being blown, my chavrus also mentioned, just to bring a little parsha shavua, we have the yovel over here. Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Erev Shabbos. These are times that you're blowing the shofar over here. Why these times? These are like entering into new state of being on all these things. Rosh Hashanah, starting the new year. When you're dealing with Yovel, it's the start of new being. There's Dvor in the land over here. And also Shabbos, going into Shabbos, hearing the shofar. The shofar is a call to enter into new beginnings. We have the Sheish Tekiot, Erev Shabbos, and we're doing Zotana Debei Rebbe Yishmol. Sheish Tekiot, Tokim Erev Shabbos. Hitchil Tekiot, Tekiot Rishona, the first one, with the Rambam says, is at Mincha. Mincha time. Once Mincha comes in, I'm just talking about Mincha Katana, they bring down, that's when you blow the first one. Sheish Tekiot Tokim Erev Shabbos, Hitchil Tekiot Tekiot Rishona, Nimnu Ha'omdim Besada, The people who are sitting in the field stop milahodeh from digging ulemecharish and from plowing. And they stop doing all the malach in the sadot once they hear that shofar being blown. The people who are closer to the town in the field cannot start walking to the field until the people that are far away catch up to them. Why? Rashi says, that's digging. They all go in together. That they shouldn't be choshed on the people that were far away coming in after. That maybe these are coming in later because they are the shofar and they just wanted to finish what they're doing. So therefore we have everybody going in together so there'll be no chashad. Not everybody knows who is close and who is far away. So therefore they all go in together to prevent this possibility. The people who are close are not allowed to enter the city until everybody comes together. They all come together. They're still open. Meaning they had their little booths and they had these trisim that they use as a tray in front of their booths to put their wares on. They're still placed in front of them and their wares on it. Once you begin to blow the second tekiah, nistalku atrisim, they take off their tray where the wares are on. They lock up their little box over there. Vedayim, but still at this second one, vechami munachim al gabi kira, the hot water is still on the kira, vekiderot, and your food with your cholent in it, and all your food is munachos al gabi kira, it's still cooking over here. So hitkil itko tekiya shlishit, when the third one is blown, silakam is salik, you remove it, vahatmim, hamatmim, and you do your hatmono on your food at this point, vahadlik umadlik, then now that's when you light candles, after you do all these things. The last thing, vishoa, now you wait, kidei tzliat dag katan, or kidei liat big pat betenor, now you wait that time period, v'tokeu maria v'tokeu, and now you do the last three fishovit, and you—that's when Shabbos comes in. The hemshech of the brisa, Amar Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Chanina, Shemati she'im ba lahadlik achas sheish tekiot. If you still light after the six tekiot, madlik, you can still be madlik. Meaning, even though we had that siren, that last one, you think it's at shkia, he heard that there's still a few more seconds. Why? Who is making these blasts over here? You have the chazan of the Knesset, the person who's hired, the gabbai. He has enough time, meaning he was on top of a roof, which is how the Rambam brings down this whole thing. You have someone who stands on the highest point in the town where everybody could hear, and he does the shofar blowing. So the last shofar blowing, all of a sudden it's Shabbos. What is the guy going to do with the shofar over here? He has enough time to go back to his house to put it in. So that time we know that, oh, there's still another few seconds. So if someone didn't light the candles, you can, you know, cop a ride over here and light the candles. Oh, my Lord, they said, no way. Ian Kane is not the direct of the shurim. A common Gemara thing. There's no shiur over here. No one knows. This person might be, you know, his house might be 2 hours away. This place might have been, you know, 5 minutes away, 2 minutes away, 1 minute away. Maybe it is his house and stuff like that. How does one know? If so, give your words a shiur. You gave no shiur. You're just going to cause a mikshel over here. El, it's not true what you said. They don't give him enough time to go back to his house. El, a makom tznua yeshlo lechazan a knesset b'ro Chicago. There is a place that's a little set away over there on top of his roof. Shisham maniach shofo. He blows, he puts the shofo away right there. Lefi she'ein mitatlin lo ed a shofo for lo ed a chatzotzvot. You're not allowed to carry the shofo or the chatzotzvot. You're not allowed to carry any of these things once the sixth blow is blown. Rashi. Trisim. Remember on the second one, the store owners, they had their boards in front of them on. Now on the second one, they have to close up shop. Hein delatot. These are the delatot hachaniot. The chaniot in those days, today we have a chaniot, but in those days they seem to be little boxes, like kind of like you see in Geula, right? You have these little boxes. That's a person's business over there. And he has the box, and the door that locks it up folds down, and you put all your wares on it. That's the chaniot that's going on over here, Lachora. These are the doors of the chaniot. Umisalkim oto, you remove them, and munichim agabi yetadot, then you put them on top of, you put them in with pegs. Umokum olem, and you sell on them, yetavlim, yishar devarim, whatever you have. Oli erev, now in the evening when you're closing up shop, machzirim oto lepesachim, you just close up the board that you put out, that's called the trisim, the boards over here. Chamim, what is chamim? That's mayim chamim. Lamazu behem yayin l'shtot. Why do you need hot water on Shabbos? To mix the wine to drink. Silukam is salik. At that point, when you hear the third one, your silukam is salik. What is silik misalik? Remove the kedera tasoy listalik lemaichal alayla. You remove the food that you cooked erev Shabbos in order to insulate it so you can have the maichal for Shabbos. The hatmin hamatmin and avoid lemechard, and something that you want for tomorrow, you have to do your insulating, your hatmana on, your chulin, to keep it nice and warm for tomorrow. You do it with the davar, she'ena mosifevel, right? Because you can't even do something mosifevel on Erev Shabbos. Who's the chazan at Knesset? He's the shamash at tzibor, the one who's appointed to take care of the tzibor. The holy shofar lebeito, we give him enough time to bring the shofar to his house. Shahaya gag miyuchad v'gover yer. There was a rooftop that was miyuchad in the city, the amtsiita litkoesham, and in its midst we blast from there. Umisham olichem lebeito, and from there he's got to go back to his house. Alma, what do you see? Akati lo nakid kedusha Shabbos alayu. We see that we didn't take kedusha Shabbos on him. He says, no, it can't be, because you didn't give any, your shiurim, your times are going to be different everywhere. Pamim shebeito koru, pamim shebeito roko. There's no end to the possibilities, and a person could really make the wrong cheshbonot over here and think that he has time over there. Rather, the chachamim never gave this time, and they never gave the opportunity for him to go back. Rather, there's a place, bevosh gago, shetokasham, and he has to put it there because he's not allowed to she'ein metaltim, he cannot move it. A feel of Rishus Yachid, even Rishus Yachid, we made a gezir over here. In order, again, like this whole Amud is telling us, it's Erev Shabbos, we're worried people are in a rush, they have to take on Shabbos. We have all the tikkunos, not everybody's an expert in Beinu Shemashos when it comes in. There's even a machloket on when a Beinu Shemashos is in. So therefore the Chachamim took the extra care to make sure people knew that they should take on Shabbos early when it's still in the trees, and they did it by the blast, and therefore they're not going to leave a makom where people could be Torah and be over Isra Shabbos.